Many of us here today probably have already been baptized into Christ. Most of us have probably chosen to believe in Christ Jesus, that he is the Son of God, and that when we and followed his word by being baptized. But what did it mean when we were baptized? What did it mean when we went into the water and were baptized? What did it mean when we came out of the water? Many people will be baptized, but when they come out of the water, they are no different than the person who went in. If you will, turn with me to Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Romans chapter 6 says that when we come out of the water, we should be a new person, free from sin. When we go into the water, our old body dies, just as Jesus died for us. And when our bodies come out of the water, we are to be a new person, just like Jesus was resurrected from death and saved from death. In this lesson, I want to talk to you about three things. One, I want to briefly discuss and talk to you about that old person. That old person who is filled with sin, who lived in sin. Next, I want to talk to you about how we can destroy that old person, how we can let that person die and be buried. And then finally, I want to talk to you about how you can live in newness of life and how all of us should strive to live in newness of life. First of all, what is that old body that we keep talking about? Verse 6 of Romans 6 calls that old man the body of sin. Deuteronomy chapter 29 verse 18 says that old man follows the dictates or stubbornness of his own desires, of his own heart. Colossians chapter 3, verses 5 through 9 says that this old man is a son of disobedience. Please turn with me there. I'm sorry, Colossians chapter 3, verses 5 through 9. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off all these things: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds and put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. This is the man that you were before you were baptized. For those who haven't been baptized, this is the man that you are. And for some of us who have been baptized, this may still be you. When you are baptized, that old man is supposed to be buried. He is supposed to die. Let's go back to Romans chapter 6, starting in verse 6. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. When we were living as the old man, we were dead in sin. When we enter the water, we are dead to sin. Verse 11 of Romans 6. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. That old man who was full of unforgivable sin, which is any sin, is now gone because of baptism. Your sins are forgiven. Acts chapter 2, verse 38 tells us that baptism, along with repentance, gives us the remission of sins. This means that you are no longer held accountable for the sins of your past or any sins that you may commit after you leave the water. After you leave the water and your sins are forgiven, does that mean that you can go right back to exactly how you were before you entered the water? Living as the old man, but being baptized as a new man? In Romans chapter 6, verse 2, Paul says, "Certainly not." He says, "How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it?" When the old man dies, he needs to stay buried. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through 24. Listen. "This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanness and greediness. But you have not learned so in Christ. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you put on the new man which is created according to God in true righteousness and holiness." What's this new man that we just read about? Colossians chapter 3 verse 10 says that he is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. If you don't learn from your mistakes, you haven't been saved at all. Acts chapter 2:38, which we just read, said that you must repent and be baptized. If you're still living the same way as you did before, you obviously haven't repented and can't have the remission of sins. If you continue to sin, chapter 6 of Romans, verse 1, tells us that this is an abuse of God's grace. We have been saved through through Jesus we might be saved. Turn with me to Romans chapter 6, verses 5 through 11, which tells us that we must become a new man to be worthy of God's grace. "For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now if we die with Christ, we believe that we also shall live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives with God. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord." You must live as Christ and live to God. You can't let sin reign in your body, as verse 12 says. "Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lusts. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are under law. For you are not under law, but under grace." Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9 says that, "For by grace you have been saved, through faith and not that of yourselves. For by grace You have been saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. God is so merciful and so loving that he has given us a gift. It is his grace. John 3:16 says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish but have everlasting life. Because of his grace, we are saved. So should we take advantage of this? Paul asks again back in Romans 6:15, what then? Shall we sin because we are not under law but under grace? Certainly not. He says it again there. Certainly not. Do you not know that to whom you will present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one's slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness? Do you see what this verse is saying? Just look here. If you continue to sin and abuse the grace of God, you are not his child. You are a child of sin. You are a slave to sin. And as we've read before, you're a son of disobedience. Are you a son of disobedience? If you are, can I ask you why? You've been given a gift. You can be free of sin and live in newness of life. Otherwise, you were baptized in vain. Think back to when you were baptized. Paul talks about this to the people in Rome. He says, but God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness and lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. What fruit did you have then in the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of these things is death. But now, having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness and the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Brothers and sisters, these aren't my words. These are the words of Paul. And those were his words. These are the words of God. And there's absolutely no better way that I could put this to you than the way he just did. If you have been baptized, you have been given a gift, which is the greatest gift of all. You have the chance to live forever with Jesus, with God in heaven. But in order to obtain it, you must let that old sinful man die. You must let go of him and be raised in newness of life. And that is the beauty of baptism. You get to start over. You get a clean slate. You get to be a new man. You just have to live like one. So have you buried that old man? Have you washed away your sins in baptism? Are you living in newness of life? Are you a different person than the one who entered the waters when you were baptized? If you aren't, you have the greatest opportunity right now to come forward and change that. We, as your brothers and sisters in Christ, have the duty to help you and to help you become a new and better person. And we will do absolutely anything to help you. All you have to do is come forward and accept that. For those who haven't yet let your old person die in baptism, we're about to sing the song of invitation, and you can come forward and give yourself to God. You can confess his name before this entire congregation right now and become a member of his family and be a new man in the eyes of God. Gautel just read us what we need to do to be saved. You must believe. If you're here today, I hope that you do. You must repent of your sins, which is the whole point of this. You must repent of your sins. And then you must confess his name before other men. And then you must be baptized in the waters. And then you must live faithfully for the rest of your life as a new man in God's eyes. If you wish to do so, I beg you right now, please do it while we stand and sing.